Well, believe it or not, this is my first real trip to Jackson, Michigan. I like it so up north so well that I stay there pretty much. I think the one and only time I was in Jackson was about 40-some years ago when I visited someone in the old Jackson prison. And then I hightailed out of here as fast as I could after that visit. I'm grateful for Father Tim for making me feel so welcome and to be able to celebrate with him and to preach on this, the 60th anniversary of my cousin Frank and Ellen. I was 14 years old when they got married. Remember it very well. I was actually born in his parents' house. His mother's sister, my great aunt, was the midwife, and she delivered me. And that was in Pomona, Michigan. I only cost about $25, and that was the fee to the doctor who came to make sure that I came out okay. The gospel reminds us that love is the first and the greatest of all the commandments, and that love is so important that it is worth any sacrifice, any effort whatsoever that is needed to make in order to enter into love and to maintain it and to live by it every moment of our lives. We shouldn't have to be told that. We should know that. Instinctively, it should be in our DNA. But because of sin, we kind of lost our way with it. And it required the Lord to come down as a man to teach us all over again how great it is to be human and how to be human. In other words, to be able to enter into love and maintain love all the days of our lives. And so since it's my cousin's 60th anniversary, I'd like to just talk a little bit about that in terms of marriage. Of course, I grew up in Ionia, and my mother's brother was a country western singer. He never made the big time, but he did go to Nashville and he made some recordings. But he was pretty big in Ionia County. Every place that he played, all the bars with the blue smoke and everything, kind of filled with people. He had a lot of people who followed him and were wonderful supporters of his, and whenever we could, we would go listen to him sing and play. Well, if you're country music fans and listen to country music, you know that many, many, many of his songs, maybe most of them, I guess, it seems like it, have to do with love, betrayed love, abandoned love. A lot of heartache is expressed in their music. Here are some of the great song titles. When the phone don't ring, you'll know it's me. Walk out backwards so I'll think you're coming in. My wife ran off with my best friend, and I sure do miss him. Well, there's a country song that was popular a few years back. It's called A Long Line of Love. It tells of a young man who is getting married, and his sweetheart asks him if he is sure that they can make it together. And the answer is, I come from a long line of love. Then he talks about his parents' marriage and his grandparents' marriage. And at the end of each refrain, he sings, forever is in my heart and in my blood that I come from a long line of love. And that certainly is in Frank and Ellen's background, that long line of love, which is so critically important because when we grow up in an environment of love, it provides us with everything that we need to make sure that we carry on the tradition, the heritage that has been given to us, and then keep passing that on. And certainly, Frank and Ellen have done that. Some time ago, I was giving a talk on marriage at one of our Catholic high schools, talking to seniors. And I wrote the vows of marriage on the blackboard, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death. And so I asked them, given the fact that there are so many broken marriages today, so many divorces, Are those words realistic anymore? Or should we change them? Should we kind of get with the times, and should we change those words? And a bunch of them said, yeah, they're just not realistic anymore. And others said, no, we need to keep them as they are. So we had a long discussion on the importance of those words. I think we kind of ended up with the idea that those words are important because they hold marriage up high. And in order for us to grow, we have to aim for something that's high. In order for us to become better than we are, and actually to become more fully who we are, we have to have a challenge that keeps pushing us and motivating us to go higher and higher and higher and higher so that we can really enter into the fullness of what married love is, enter into the fullness of what it means to be a human being. And so they decided that, well, probably that's the best way to actually grow up, to be able to enter into marriage, to maintain the marriage, not just to survive the marriage, but to maintain it and to actually thrive in it, so that it unlocks all kinds of beautiful things about our lives, things that we never knew were there, certain strength, wisdom, insights, all kinds of things get revealed when we allow ourselves for the hard work of married love. Someone said that married love is like juggling balls or eating with chopsticks or twirling a baton. It looks easy, but it's not. And that is absolutely the truth. It's not easy, because the most difficult thing for any human being to do is to enter into and maintain a relationship, whether it be in marriage or in friendship with any other human being. It's difficult. Why? Because it requires a rather huge portion of selflessness. And selflessness is a sin that affects all of us. To be selfless is our greatest challenge. Now, we hear a lot these days, and I think President Trump has made this his mantra, make America great, but he's giving all the wrong answers. If we define the greatness of a country in terms of economy and in terms of politics and in terms of military, yeah. But we're missing the point altogether. No one talks about the family, preserving the family integrity. They never talk about that as being the most fundamental way to make our country great. We all know how the breakdown of the family has impacted our country in the most horrible of ways, contributing to prejudice and to violence and to poverty and to addictions of drugs and addiction to sex. It's amazing what happens in a society when the family breaks down, when husbands and wives no longer love each other, when the family spirit is not built in the home, when we don't learn the art and the value of give and take, of forgiveness and of self-sacrifice, we're not willing to pay the full price of what it means to be a person who loves and who is loved in return. We have this unwillingness to connect dots between cause and effect. I never hear it addressed anywhere by Pope Francis, by the bishops, by the church, by religious leaders, but you never hear it out there. How are we going to make our country not really great? We need to focus on the integrity of married love, the integrity of the family. That's really where it's at. I was giving a talk at a school mass on, I asked the question to the kids, okay, so what is at the same time the easiest thing to do and the most difficult thing to do all at the same time? And the kids are giving various answers, and finally one kid stood up, he's a third grader, and he said, love. Well, what do you mean? Well, it's everybody can love. It's easy to love. But it's the hardest thing because you have to give up a lot. And so he really was, right on the money. It's hard to stay in love, easy to fall in love. It's easy as falling off a log. It's so easy. But it's not easy to maintain it. And so those who do maintain it, and those who have family, and they maintain the family bonds, they contribute enormously to the good of the church, to the good of society, and to the good of the country. That's why it's so worthwhile to celebrate the anniversary of a couple who've been married for 60 years and have raised such a beautiful family, and in turn have raised beautiful families themselves. So it's deserving of the celebration, and it is deserving of a little party afterwards, and it is deserving of this blessing. I'm going to go down there. Okay, so can you kind of face each other? I take back everything I said. Okay, so Frank, repeat after me. I, Frank. Reaffirm my marriage vows.
Reaffirm my marriage vows.
And rededicate myself.
And rededicate myself.
In the same spirit.
In the same spirit.
That I pronounced.
That I pronounced.
When I took you, Ellen.
When I took you, Ellen.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
Richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
Until death.
I, Ellen, reaffirm my marriage vows
and
rededicate myself in the
same spirit
that I pronounced when I took you, Frank,
for better, for
worse,
for richer,
for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death. Lord, reach out your hand to your faithful servants, Frank and Ellen, so that they may seek you wholeheartedly and receive from you all the good things they desire. Almighty God, look with blessing on this couple who have just renewed their marriage vows after 60 years. They've come before your altar with happy hearts to offer their thanks to you. Grant that they may continue to live in genuine Christian love and attain with their family and friends the joys of many more years together. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kiss her, you lucky man.
Thank you, baby.